This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Jesus is calling. In fact, Jesus has called already the pastor that will come and serve us as his pastor. Jesus is calling is the theme that we have chosen for this day. And today God's word reminds us that it is Jesus who calls us. In fact, in a very real way, we're all here because Jesus has called us. We respond to Jesus' call by coming, by being a part of his body in this place, St. Mark's Lutheran Church. In fact, this church was founded and has been blessed and has flourished, becoming a welcoming, loving presence in St. Charles and the surrounding community from its beginning to this very day. Today we focus on the reality that we are a calling congregation, seeking a new shepherd to serve among us, providing leadership in the way God would have us go, in this place and in this time together. God has blessed us through our church polity to choose our own pastor. It is indeed an opportunity, at the same time, a great responsibility. We ought to be thankful that we have this privilege. Many congregations don't. We often don't forget that. We don't recognize the gift and blessing. It is to us because that's just the way it is in our church. We have entrusted the responsibility of exploring candidates for this office to our call committee. We dedicate this day to hearing God's call for all of us to join in the process. God's word for us today takes us to Corinth, a place where Paul began and planted a church. Christ is the foundation of our church. It was the foundation of the church in Corinth. And Paul reports that it has come to his attention that there's disunity, conflict, if you will, in the Corinthian church. And he reports that that has come to him in a clear message from Chloe, whom all the people in Corinth knew. She was a member of the congregation. It came through the complaint of Chloe to Paul's attention that there was disunity, conflict, if you will. I used to always say, and somebody said it long before I said it, but ignorance truly is bliss. When you join a congregation, in fact, now my mind went blank. An idea popped in there, but it left already, so I can't share it with you. But a great evangelist, Billy Graham, used to say, "You'll work and you'll hunt and you'll shop to find the perfect church. You'll join it and you'll wonder what happened. It's not perfect." Well, maybe it's because you joined it. No, I didn't mean to go there. But truly, the one place that we don't want division and the one place that we want unity in our life is in our church. Because we can't very well expect it anyplace else. Especially in the world in which we live today. We find division everywhere. We find disunity everywhere. And even the people that we elect to lead us are more disunifying than they are unifying, which I would submit to you is a basic responsibility that any elected official has, that any pastor has. And even pastors can be sources of disunity. There are divisions in the Corinthian church, and they're centered around personalities. Not that the personalities created those divisions, but they exist in the body of Christ in Corinth. Those divisions are around Paul himself, who is the one who is delivering this message, Apollos. Paul planted, Apollos watered. Apollos follows Paul as the pastor in Corinth. Cephas, also known to us more better as Peter, apparently had a presence even in Corinth. And others said they followed Christ. I said it was about personalities because the people had centered and apparently took great pride in who they chose to follow. I follow Paul, the founder of our congregation. Not this one, but the one in Corinth. I follow Apollos, who Apollos was a much better speaker, apparently, according to Paul, than he was. And then Peter, an apostle of Christ. And then Christ, we follow Christ. What's wrong with that? Isn't that right? Paul has a problem with it. Do you realize that? In this text, Paul teaches that even for us to claim we follow Christ can be thought of in a way that's sin. And we wonder, that just doesn't make sense. But if you think about it, here's their problem. I follow Paul. I follow Apollos. I follow Peter. I follow Christ. None of you know what you're doing, but I do. I'm following Christ. That can be said in such a way that it truly is a matter of pride. It's a matter of something that is very disunifying in the body of Christ. I'm somehow better because I follow Christ. That's not what God's Word teaches us. God's Word teaches us we're all on the same level, members of the body of Christ, sinners, saved by Christ. In fact, Paul goes, what's going on in Corinth would be like this for us. I follow Pastor Silber. I follow Pastor Beyer. And God has a sense of humor because they are both Pastor Tim. And what Paul would have you know is both of them came here as ordained ministers of Christ, prepared by Christ to minister to you. And they both have been a blessing to you, and sometimes maybe you don't quite understand how. But by faith, we believe that indeed all that happens to us in our life experience is a gift of God and for God's purpose. All of us have had things happen in our lives that to us did not make sense. And yet what we're called to do is be faithful. To cling to God's word, to know it as the truth, and know that God is using that in our life in some way to be a blessing. Even though we may not be able to imagine how it's a blessing. Paul says, is Christ divided? No. Jesus was crucified for each of us. Was Pastor Silber crucified for you? Was Pastor Beyer crucified for you? No. They were here as a blessing from God to teach you in the way you should go, to cling to God's word as the truth, to cling to Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. It was never their intention to draw them to themselves. It wasn't Paul's intention to draw people to himself. It was Paul's intention to draw people to Christ, just as it was for Apollos and for Peter, and indeed, Christ simply points the way to himself. I have heard it said by some that indeed Pastor Silber was that person in whom the congregation had what they needed. Somebody who lived God's word, was an example to the body of Christ, and who taught God's word clearly and plainly and prepared all of us to walk in the way of the Lord, to be a gift and blessing where we are. I've heard people say that they had that in Pastor Beyer. What Paul would say to you, Christ is not divided. Pastor Beyer was here to be a blessing to this congregation. And undoubtedly, you learned and grew in various ways through his leadership. Pastor Silber was here to preach God's word, to have you grow in faith, to be the gift and blessing that God would have us be in this place and time. That is what our next pastor will do. Pastors are sent by God. We believe that to be true. Even I was sent by God. Again, that's what we together believe. God provides for his church and his body. And God will bless us with a new shepherd that he has prepared to lead us, preaching and teaching the gospel of Christ, building us up together in the way of Jesus. You have been built up in the way of Jesus, and even though currently we're calling a pastor, that privilege and honor to call your own pastor is also a responsibility. And we trust that God has prepared somebody we don't currently know to be our pastor and to lead us, uniting us in prayer, thought, word, and deed. In Christ, the founder and perfecter of our faith, through grace alone, through faith alone, through God's word and promise alone. Paul reminds us in Romans chapter 12, 3-5. Paul says, "For by the grace given to me, I say to every one of you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith that God has assigned." We're not all at the same place in faith, and we are to understand that. "For as one body we have many members, and the members do not all have the same function. So we, though many, are one body in Christ and individually members one of another." We are members of the body of Christ, each gifted with different gifts to supply to the body, building it up together in Christ. We are one Christ, one in Christ, members of Christ's body here at St. Mark's, transformed in unity to be the gift and blessing that God intends us to be where we are. We give thanks and praise to God that we have each other and that together we get to choose the pastor that God intends to serve us into the future. Praise be to God.